Nine, eight, seven. Welcome back to the Helicopter Crash Podcast with your host, Kristen Popper.
No! Turn it off! I got it, I'll do it.
Puppy the Popper.
Nah, we gotta go.
Come on, you ruined it.
Okay, real introduction.
Welcome back to the Helicopter Crash Podcast with your host, Chris. I can't say that last name because he doesn't want to. And Puffy the Popper with Donnell King. And your marvelous, amazing Gary Water. What are our topics today, boy? With our guests, Xavier McClinton and Anthony Burrows.
Bauer.
Burrows.
I'm dead.
Yo, we really got Donnell right next to me on two laptops doing schoolwork.
Wait, on both of them?
Yeah. I think so.
So, okay. Donnell, I'm sorry that I'm going to make you talk for a little bit. What happened between you and Mason?
So this is what happened. We're at the park. We're vibing and shit, right? This nigga pulls up. This nigga's like, they're with us. We were all like, vibing at Target and shit. He has the audacity to say, hard nigger, like hard art. And I just got pissed. And then, when I get mad at Anthony and Chance for throwing like ice shards trying to kill niggas and shit. He has the audacity to start talking shit. I get real mad. I start screaming at this nigga. And I start like attacking this nigga, like sliding the shit out of him and all that.
And none of us can do anything because Donnell could.
Because I'm the biggest. Nobody can fucking beat me. So
I wasn't even here.
I'm big boy.
Yeah. So basically nobody can beat me. And then I tell this nigga to go home. He tries to get people to dab. I'm like, no, go home. This nigga's like, I gotta go this way. I'm like, no, you're going that way. I'm like, opposite direction. I told this dude to go home. So yeah, me and him got like, me and him are not cool. Like the rest of my
life. Yo, Mason texted me.
Mason, I know you're listening to this.
Yeah, we know you're listening to this. So yeah, pull up, nigga. I don't got no problems with you. Okay, you got a problem? Tell me. We can pull up. We can. Do shit like that.
Bruh.
Oh my god.
What is our topic for today?
Today.
A lot of shit. We went to Target earlier.
Because a lot of people say we need to be more organized.
Yo, nigga, if you say without being more organized, I'm gonna suck your pee-pee toes.
Who wants to explain the Target?
We're not talking about Target. Literally, we're not just gonna talk about random things we just do, like hanging out and shit.
This nigga got lost at Target.
No,
his phone died.
I swear to God, I get lost at Target. I was walking with Chance and Mason. They see Anthony, don't get lost. I turned the corner on him.
So you lost yourself at Target.
Yeah. Yo, why is Mason texting me?
Mason hit me up too.
He stay texting people.
Yo, he said, yo, is he still pissed?
Yes,
That was at 3:50.
Mason texted me too. He said, yo, is he still pissed?
I know. I bet if I open this notification right now, you know what it's going to say?
What?
Yo, what the heck is this gay marriage thing? Yo.
What?
I want to know what happened.
Nothing happened. Like, nothing happened.
Okay. Wait, Mason in the group chat, you stupid idiots.
Bro, I know. I was texting him that, John, because the YouTube phones was dead.
So, wait, I need to ask you a question real quick. What? How do you guys feel about false rape allegations?
Oh, Pornhub.
Oh my god, don't get me started.
No, I want to get you started. This is what I think.
This is what I think they should do about false rape.
Yeah, give me that pretty much, I swear to God.
Let's say someone were to rape someone else, okay? And they got convicted of rape and it never happened. So like, let's say someone goes, shut up so I can explain something.
What are you doing? I know, but...
Oh, my
precious. What is that music?
Who's
what is that music in the background?
Turn that shit off.
No.
Okay, so
let's say a guy goes to jail for 13 years for a false rape allegation, and they find out it's false. The girl that said that he raped her should go to jail for 13 years and get a big fine. But if she said that she was raped and find out it wasn't true, but he does no jail time, she just has to pay a big fine.
No comment.
I feel like what this law should
be. Where'd my ninja headband go?
Shut up.
I'm looking for my headband.
Anthony. What's a candy? We gotta stay on carpet, or we got a candy cane.
But what I feel like the law should be is that, okay, say like what you explained. But I feel like if it's found out it's false, no matter what, they go to jail for 10 plus years. No matter the
if it's
depending on the severity.
I'm gonna say. Let's say someone goes to jail for 7 years. and they find out it was a false rape allegation, then I say add 3 years to it and they go to jail for 10 years. So they have to do a minimum of 10 years if it's under 10 years that the person did jail time.
Yeah,
so but if someone did jail time for like 20-something years for a false rape allegation, dude, you're going to jail for 20-something years, that exact amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like you literally lied on someone and destroyed their entire life.
No, I feel like the government should almost compensate them for their mistake.
Facts. Xavier, you were talking about how people who do false rape allegations, hey, let's say if they find out, they should they give them a list of jobs that they can only have. Like, he was talking about, talk, bro. Why you just nod?
You gotta talk
with us. I don't care if you're eating Pringles and your stupid braces got stuck. Bro. Yo,
imagine something. Breaking your braces saying fuck.
Playing Fortnite.
Yo,
shut up.
Wait, we're playing Fortnite too? Fuck you, that's Lord. So bad.
We gotta stay on topic.
Alright, sorry.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, we need to stay on.
Yeah,
topic.
Give me the friendly right now.
We're staying.
Rashid, how do you feel about that? Since you know somebody.
Because you know someone who did a false rape allegation. Who is that person, by the way?
I'm not saying their name.
Alexa,
well,
Texas.
Before.
I said Texas.
Okay, well, before we go into that.
Her dad listens to it.
Okay, before we go into that.
Cancel the podcast now. That's what we do.
No. Okay, before we go into that, before we can cane Anthony. Okay, what we have to talk about is. Well, depends what they consider false. What if someone truly believes they were raped when, well, the general statement is they weren't raped? Like, it's all about perception sometimes.
What do you guys believe the definition of rape is?
I believe the definition of rape is someone who...
Fucks it up.
No.
Fucks it up right
here. I had to pause the video.
Are we talking about new feminism or old feminism?
We're talking about new feminism.
Yeah. Oh, so rape.
So rape could literally mean anything. Honestly. But I think rape is... having sex. Why?
We're gonna do a podcast with Adam.
Oh, rape is sexual intercourse when one partner does not want it to happen.
Which one is that?
Or that's they can't consent anyway. It's also second rape, like roofies and shit.
Yeah,
that's true.
So if I were to roofie your ass,
I know.
Sounds kind of hot.
Fashion, that trick. You have drunken 9 roofies.
Stop! I need to do my school.
Just say I've drinking 9 roofies. Roofies.
Yo, I popped
the
big
you're
giant
pimple
on my nose and it hurts.
Or the powder.
Chris, you're dumb.
Chris, you're dumb.
I would know.
Oh, you would know.
You would know?
Chris.
Yo, let me sit at Starbucks.
Are we still talking about this or snails? Because you guys cannot stay on topic.
Whoa.
This nigga, I know, and they're talking about us staying on topic. Y'all niggas just talking about gobbity fuck. Like,
gobbity.
That's why you're doing schoolwork.
Fuck off, Xavier.
Xavier, that's why you have to go home and do chores right after.
Johnson.
That's why you have to go home and do laundry with your mom.
I'm not doing the laundry.
fuck you, whore. We like Fortnite.
We like Fortnite. Can we be serious?
Ditto is a bomb. Okay.
False rape allegations is very big in the feminist community. The very left, like Antifa feminists.
You don't even know what Antifa is.
Yes, I fucking do.
Oh yeah, you watch Steven Crowder too? Shut your dumb ass.
I don't watch Steven Crowder.
Oh, you don't know Steven Crowder? My favorite conservative YouTuber has his own podcast better than ours.
Better?
Not possible.
Wait, look at this thing. He's trying to record the podcast. He's sitting over here.
But like,
no.
It is very
No.
Popular.
He got a face in a wall.
No, it's very popular in like the in the very left leaning communities. the fact that they find it's our fault, like the men's fault.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any girls on the podcast today.
I love that.
No. So we can't get their views on
it. Yeah, we can't get it. Well, next week we'll try to get a female's view on it.
Madison Ash.
Hey,
Okay, but we're not having 7th grade girls. I have said have several people contact me that we're not having 7th grade girls. I'm sorry. No matter how.
Especially Madison. Heck no.
They don't even know who Madison is, but we're not having 7th grade girls.
Unless they do, if they knew who Madison Eschnauer is.
If you 7th grader know who
she was. She was all over my story.
Oliver is cop.
Huh?
Oliver, yours and other people's cops.
But I feel like sometimes this turns into a 7th grade podcast.
It does.
It's because there's 3 7th graders and one of them is a host. I feel sad. Nigga, fuck you. So, Anthony.
Yeah, you were supposed to be a host.
This podcast could have been a lot different. We're supposed to originally have Xavier fucking Clinton as a host.
Last time I checked, his name wasn't McFuckin. I thought it was just McClinton.
Yeah, he finally separated my name.
He said, McFuckin Clinton.
But then, he had to go to his dad's on the weekend. Also, I have to go potty.
No, shut up. Yo, he said he had to go potty. He said I have to go potty.
I have to go potty. I hope he doesn't get a boo boo when he goes potty.
Xavier cut his wrist today by accident. Otherwise.
Yeah, bro.
What are you?
I'm gonna go potty. I'm gonna go potty.
I seen someone that I got. Yeah.
We saw this
dude. Shh, shh, shh.
We saw this guy. Run across the window.
And like, we're
press control, alt, and delete.
Press control. We're so loud as hell.
Control, alt, delete.
Control, alt. Is it control, alt, delete?
Yeah, it is.
Control,
alt,
delete.
My man's hitting back.
No, control, control. Walks in. I saw someone.
Chris, did you potty in your pants?
Chris, I honestly cannot. Chris walks back in after saying I need to go potty. I saw someone and I got scared.
Yeah, like,
No, he runs to the window. Then runs back. Oh, I got scared. I couldn't.
Yo,
go potty.
Donald has the whole setup like we're at his house right now. He got a keyboard.
Yo,
now.
We should all start bringing our keyboards for the raps. Like, we should also start doing schoolwork.
Dude, it's either this or I.
Cody, what are you doing over there?
Eat my ass.
Like, it's grass.
Smoke that grass.
What happened?
Anthony, what happened between you and Madison?
Oh, fuck her.
Explain.
Explain. Because I don't even know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I can show you mad pictures about it.
Whoa.
No, you tell the story.
Okay, so what happened?
So,
how are you gonna show the podcast a picture?
Shut the fuck up.
Ow. Wait a minute. Everybody be quiet. Do you hear that? Wait.
Can you?
I feel anxious sometimes, and I don't know why. The angels need to bring me down because I'm feeling so far. I mean, the shit's like orbitals.
I'm about to candy cane can you, nigga. That's your fault.
No, we only candy cane the next person.
Oh my god.
To bring up
top
that one name.
Anthony Hernandez?
No, don't say that shit. It wouldn't be.
Yeah, because we were talking about
no, shit. The other name.
What?
Oh. When you yell at me. Lay. I don't kill.
Lay?
Mason?
Asian boy?
Candy cane.
You guys are monkeys. Like, we're literally screaming.
That was just I'm white.
My ass hurts.
No, the next person to bring it up. Next person to bring it up.
Was it that guy out there? That's the guy that scared you?
No, so what happened between...
These walls are paper thin. I can hear everything you guys are saying.
Not good.
I literally have told you guys this so many times because you guys literally forgot there was someone over there.
Oh my
that
god.
Was so dumb. I literally told you guys. This is why I literally yelled you. No, you guys are still too loud right now. Like, that has to
be. We have to be loud, but we also gotta be quiet.
No. Like this right now.
Right. Yeah, normal tone.
Please explain what happened.
Room temperature.
Tell you what happened between you and Madison. We really want to know.
Speak up, please, because I know you're quiet ass.
Okay, so when we were dating,
she'd
been sleeping with like, or not sleeping, she'd be laying down with like five guys. I can tell you.
She was cuddling with Nick.
Nah, don't say names. Don't say names.
Say names.
Continue.
I mean, I will say names, because I don't even care about them. Well, one was Nizer. It was
Nizer.
Nizer Fuller. But no. Here, I'll read you something after.
Nizer, I thought you had standards.
No, it wasn't. It was Nizer, really? Fuller, Miles, twice, and then it was, Brandon McGuire, the sixth grader.
I don't even care if Troy's
cousin? Yeah, that is Troy's
Brandon
cousin.
Brandon McGuire. But then.
You guys know Troy.
But then after this.
You're so loud.
I'm so sorry. No, but after that, he texted me. Wait, hold on, I gotta find it. There's too many things.
Oh, that's cool.
After that, he texted me. I was playing around and let
pure imagination.
Come with me and you'll see the world.
Like, I was talking about something just like,
no, you don't know how to sing it, Chris.
Fuck you.
Here, Rashid.
Chris, I'm better at it than you.
Rashid, read this. Read this.
Okay, guys, I have to read
that's
this.
That's what Nizer
Foy
said.
Did you just say he'll go gonna die of a voice fight?
A little bit quiet. Okay, that's not. Is Mr. Cap a lot Nizer?
Yes.
Okay, Nizer Fuller says this. I was playing around and let go. Then she kissed me, so everyone hopped off my aunt, but she was letting Gabe smack her ass. But Gabe was playing, and she was like, I can't wait to be single. SMH emoji. Yeah.
SMH emoji?
Shake, like,
my
SMH.
Head.
Oh,
shake my head emoji.
That's a face palm, nigga. That's, you're not shaking your head.
I love that
emoji. That's my favorite emoji to use.
SMH emoji.
Yes.
Basically,
it's
something.
Not,
oh, God, on your screen.
No, here, really potty again.
Don't get a boo boo.
Here, read this too. This is what Miles said.
Miles.
Sadie?
Yeah, Miles.
Every.
So she's bi?
She's trans.
No. Madison.
No.
Miles is a guy. Miles is a guy now.
But then
Was Miles Sadie?
Yeah, Miles
is Sadie.
No,
but
Miles is Sadie.
No, the only reason they did that, you can't. I don't think you can get surgery to have like a dick.
Yes, you can.
No, until you're like 16.
Because like they usually do that shit even earlier if you want it, because like the hormones before they set in, it's even a longer process. Okay,
I just saw
this. I have to read this. Every time we hung out and you weren't there, she'd do the. Damn, Chris scared the fuck out of me. He just walked in. Okay, Every time we hung out and you weren't there, she'd do the sluttiest stuff. And I'd be like, you have a boyfriend. And believe me when I say, you can even ask Lily, in parentheses that sentence. Every time she would say, but he's not here right now. End of quotation. Typing.
Yeah,
he's
been typing. You know? No, but then there's more than that. Hey, read this one too. It goes to that.
I'd hug, and she'd, like, fucking say shit like, oh, God, I wish I didn't have a boyfriend. Why do you think I was so mad? One day, she said to me that sat there and made without with you. And now, to read with intention. I'd hug.
You're gonna make me laugh. You're reading it so awkwardly. Like, you don't know how to read.
Shut up. Why'd you say awkward like that? Awkwardly.
Okay. I'd hug, and she'd, like, freaking say doo-doo, like, oh, yeah, God.
You're so
no, I got this. Oh, God, I wish I didn't have a boyfriend. Why do you think I was so mad that one day? She said that to me, then sat there and made out with you. Ridiculous.
No, but then look at this. There's more.
Come with me.
I still forgot how to spell it.
In a world of your imagination.
Here,
and you'll see
this is the last
one. World that it is a pure imagination. The real imagination.
Yeah, read that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and this was like every damn day, and it was like starting to piss me off. And then I was like, frick off. Then people would be coming at me like, you like that freak?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
no,
bro.
but then
the whole score.
Here, this is more stuff about Madison, though. It was, no. So, like, 3 days after we broke up, she literally, I swear to God, you can ask so many people. She ran to the park screaming, I need something to jerk off. I swear to God.
I need someone to jerk off?
I need something to jerk off.
Then
Chris was there, too.
I was there, and we were supposed to jerk off a water bottle.
No.
Oh, because she's going to get your cock? Wait, didn't she text you earlier saying sorry?
Yes.
And then she blocked you.
Exactly. Like, she tried to be sorry, but
she
didn't
know any of the stuff that happened.
She said, oh, yeah, I changed or whatever.
That's so... That's so disgusting. I knew that girl before she was in middle school. Gross.
You guys shower without your clothes on?
No, but then there's one,
Go, yeah. Anthony, like, what the fuck?
No, and then there's when Nizer, or when Madison kissed Nizer, Nizer was just doing it to make me mad or whatever for fun, but then he backed away from her, and then she leaned forward and kissed him.
What
That's when we were dating still.
Remember and when then, I almost...
I got more to say, so you better shut up. So the day after we break up, she goes cuddling with Brandon McGuire while texting me, and she still likes me at the same time, and Brandon.
Wait, what? Bro, literally, the most cheating someone would do last year was grabbing someone's ass or giving another person a hug. Like, y'all want some of that.
And Diana thinks, fuck it. Like, take
this. That's my headband. Oh, that's my middle
time. Corny ass seventh graders.
What?
Remember when me and JT almost kissed like 10 times?
Oh my god. Chris Stay trying to talk about JT and his kids. Yo, I have select chorus with that man.
Yo, if Madison gets one, I'm actually flipping.
Tell me I don't look fire with this bitch.
You do. It means like a white color. You're wearing all white.
I'm gonna rock this shit.
Keep going, Anthony.
That was it.
Oh, really?
Okay, so...
There's so much noise.
Shut up.
Enough beef
on my head. Since we're talking about ex-girlfriends, Faith, I know you're not listening to this, but I'm going to expose the fuck out you. Now, listen here.
I don't know who that is.
This was a girl I dated back...
Who was Faith?
He's explaining that.
This is a girl I dated back the first time I did 7th grade.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you did 7th grade twice?
Everybody
knows. The viewers didn't know that.
Shut up, pussy.
That's why I stopped the shit out you and slap on.
That's why I missed it. You still fell. So, I had honors classes, and I had I had bad grades to end the year in 6th grade. I ended up still having honors in English and literature. So
I had PSSA.
Nigga, I don't think I did good on my.
Bruh, I literally, you can't make algebra last year if you had less than an 85. You sound dumb.
Chris. So.
A lot of
we're vibing. No, shut up, Chris. You're such a
who's talking to you right now?
It's only one factor.
Who asked?
Yeah. Okay, so as I was saying, I forgot what I was saying. Thanks, guys.
It was about your ex- explaining who Faith was.
Okay, so because I had honors English and literature, and she was in those classes. She was like one of the really smart girls. I guess she liked me because she asked me for a snap, like out of nowhere, like 3 days into the school year. She just gave me her phone. She was like, put your snap in. Put my snap in. We start vibing. We start texting. And I don't know how we ended up starting dating. I forgot how we started dating. But I remember
was it from the day you,
a few weeks later. About a month later.
Catch feelings.
We saw each other at school, and then we text each other after school. Mm. So it'd be like that. Build up shit.
Like always before talking to each other.
Yeah, like all we did was talk to each other.
So
that was her best
what
friend.
Happened during the relationship? Was it good?
It was okay.
Bad?
I think it was okay. Because like a few weeks into our relationship, she ended up breaking up with me. Because it was a quote unquote unhealthy relationship. This was on Friday.
Toxic.
This was on a Friday. And then, we also had science class together. I just realized that. And
how was it unhealthy?
I don't know, because she never explained it to me. And then that Sunday after, she asked me out again, and I was like, 15, fuck it, sure. 13. And
so
then
she asked you out twice.
It was weird, because I think we both said that we liked each other, and then we just started dating the first time. But then she said that she wanted me back, and I was like, fuck it, I'm bored, sure.
Why did she?
He said, I'm bored, sure.
Huh?
Wait, unhealthy. Were there any red flags? In the relationship at all.
She had strict-ass parents.
Red flags.
Like, very strict-ass parents.
Like, how strict? Like, take away phone, I'm gonna look through this shit?
No, I mean, like, I couldn't go to her house if my grades were bad type strict parents. What? Like, she came from Ohio, so...
But, like, what? How is that strict? I dated a girl, and, like, her parents didn't even know I was dating her, and she wasn't allowed to have anybody at the house or go to the mall with anybody.
Dude, she wasn't... I don't even know. I don't know. It was weird, you know?
You know?
I don't talk to her parents. You know? I never talk to her parents. And then we started dating again. And then she broke up with me again.
Why?
I don't know. I think we had, like, some argument. And then she broke up with me. Like,
so
at lunch.
So she's one of those type of people that are, like...
We couldn't talk it out. And, like, fucking... Like,
so
show our
differences. So one of those, like, very unhealthy people that think everything's...
Everything's bad. Everything's toxic. Yes.
Yeah.
It was really... It was very disgusting. And...
I'm
happy that I went through that relationship because it made me a better person because it taught me to not take shit because if a person is like, oh, wow, we have this argument, I hate you now, I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'll try to help it, but if you're not going to help me fix it, then there's no need for us to be doing this, you know what I mean? It's just wasting both of our times if you don't care for it.
So you guys were just very cynical?
I don't know what that means, but sure.
So, how do you, like, was it like a, do you, th- it, was it, do you
Stop
think it was one of those,
me.
elementary school relationships. Yo, you guys would talk and all of a sudden... Shut the fuck up. Don't talk over me.
No, because there were times where, like, we'd argue, and then, next period would be fine. Like, we'd argue, we'd talk it out in between classes, and then we'd be fine by the end of the next period.
Like, rush it.
It'd be like, we'd be in a group. Mm-hmm. We'd have an argument.
Go back outside.
You're so cool, you're saying, bro.
What?
I can hear every word you're saying from right there.
Cool. As I was saying, it's like, we'd have a big argument.
Uh-huh.
It'd be like, oh, wow, this, blah, 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 blah. We'd start arguing. We wouldn't talk. By the end of the next period, so like if it was period 4, by the end of lunch, we'd be fine. And then we'd be cool with each other.
So, was it like... Was it very hard to get through relationships? Did you guys argue a lot?
We didn't argue a lot.
Did you guys talk a lot?
Yeah. I remember back then when I was dating her, I was really depressed. Like, I was at like my worst point in my life. I was contemplating killing myself and she called the cops.
Really?
Yeah. She was the one that came to my house.
She told the cops to come to my house.
They tracked my phone because we had each other's phone numbers. If I wanted to, I could probably text her because I still have her phone number.
You should tell her to listen to this. If she was sitting in front of you,
Chris, how you finna say that?
What would you say to her?
Chris, how you finna say that though?
I'm sorry.
I know.
She's on a
because how are you going to say that? You literally
I don't know. Like, I just Donna say sorry was, for saying sorry.
Like, Donna was going deep into that shit, and you just said, yeah, she should listen to the podcast.
Like, it doesn't really matter. Because honestly, she couldn't. No.
What school she go to? Sucks for Hannah, right?
She goes to Sucks for Hannah.
She black? What?
Black?
Asian?
Blue? I'm black.
Just kidding. Her name's Faith Roberts. Yeah.
Dark skin?
Dark skin,
light skin?
Dark skin.
Man.
Darker than you, and she's not. And I think she's African American. She's not even pure blood.
I'm African American.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Oh my. Fair enough. Crack. Fair enough. Crack. Fair enough. 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 Fair enough.
Well, now we're, now we're getting to the nitty-gritty.
I'm gonna name off some rappers. Just tell me what you think of them in like a few words. Alright?
Okay.
Rashad, are you on top or are you not fucking listening again?
I'm listening.
He's just looking at the
Chris, camera. I'm more responsible than you. Shut up.
No, you're not.
I'm more mature than you.
We have to watch you like a puppy because every time we don't look the other way,
Chris,
you run off.
Cap.
Dude, that's not cap.
No, it honestly is because like I only be doing this shit like when
everyone,
it's like late as hell and I get bored as hell.
Everyone
look
the other way. Are you still here?
I'm so confused.
Chris,
we don't even know.
What are you doing, my Jew?
Okay.
My Jew?
My Jew.
My Jew.
I didn't know you were German.
My Yamaka Jew.
What are you doing, Chris?
My Jew.
I'll fix it later. Chris, I'll fix it later.
Oh, okay. I just
want to
see outside.
Okay, Chris, how about your relationship?
So you want me to name off my
relationships?
You want me to
start from the... Yo, Chris, what happened in those 4 days?
No, shut up. You want me to start from the beginning and see what...
Yes. I want to talk... Let's talk about all your relationships, and then we'll go to Xavier.
This is,
Oh, my God. I really hope they heard that.
So, third grade.
I'll play it again.
That was so... Why are you dancing?
The iPhone.
Okay.
So third grade.
The iPhone.
Only real
one
to know.
Shush!
Shut up, Donnell.
Third grade.
Fight me.
Mrs. Applebee's.
I wish.
Mrs. Applebee's. We were talking about your girlfriend.
Mrs. Applebee's.
I was in her class.
Where did she work? Red
Lobster. Shut up. Everybody shut up.
So,
let me talk.
I was in class. This was what like the year I was like.
Shut up. No one
like,
cares.
Please. Chris,
just talk. It's not that hard. You literally just gotta move your lips.
Nah, that's not all you gotta do. Like, if you really were moving your lip, fuck you.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, it was this girl named Leanna.
Leanna.
She like, she's kind of thick.
Hey, sorry, keep it down just a tad.
Yeah, sorry.
Not again. Yeah, your sound carries, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, so thank
you.
Sorry, not
again.
You guys are so wild.
Y'all keep on talking. We're trying to get Chris to talk. But y'all keep on, like, talking over Chris. I'm not even trying to hear him.
He just young. No one cares. Shut the fuck up.
Chris, talk. Shut up, nah. Because we actually have to be this quiet every time. Because, like, people are back.
Chris, talk. Shut up.
Okay, nah, but I need to say something before Chris talks. It's not even about the podcast. Well, it is about the podcast. It's like, what's it called? But we got to be quiet this time, every time. Because, like, this is the time when people are getting back from break. So, you know, we got to, like, keep it warm on it.
Okay. No
one cares. Next person to say that is getting.
Because you're literally gonna get candy cane by someone else next time we record this. If you're this loud, like, is it that would be gonna
fuck
be us?
All.
I'm not wrong.
Huh?
All right,
whoever's the loudest is gonna get candy cane. Like, there's no.
Okay. Starts going. So there was this girl named Lama. We had a very off and on again relationship. It would be like, we argued a lot.
Unhealthy.
So for third
Things
graders,
talking about unhealthy.
For third graders, we argued a lot.
I just had noise in the bag. What are y'all laughing at?
Almost every grade leading up to sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Sixth grade.
It's still in.
Sixth grade. Sixth grade. That's like great.
Anthony.
We're crackheads. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
He said he's an Anthony.
Because of my phone. Turn. Well, we're about to cancel.
Okay, I can't turn it off. He took my phone.
Wait.
You don't get your phone back for the rest of the day.
Okay, please. I'm sorry, Dad.
Okay. Okay, Xavier.
Okay, I think after Chris's story, I think we should wrap it up.
I don't even know. Really,
but Xavier has to talk about his girlfriend.
Nah,
no,
next
we
episode.
Shouldn't wrap it up.
Nah, cause we gotta, like, it's
I don't even want to talk about them.
Okay,
okay, Xavier, just go and then we'll wrap it up cause it's 31. Okay. Are we really gonna end it this early?
No, I
want
to talk about his girlfriend.
I really didn't talk much.
What about
you?
Talk about Adriana Gonzalez.
What?
How about you?
Talk about what?
Your exes.
What about my exes?
We've never heard anything about your exes.
Nah, we're talking. No, Xavier's about to talk about Adriana.
No.
Oh my.
No, I'm really not. I'm really not though.
So I'm gonna explain how this happened. Xavier got a girlfriend at like literally at midnight. He pulled a girl, and I was there when it happened. Who was there when it happened?
At the single minute of midnight.
Like, it was like, yes. Yes, yes said. And then she had to go to bed immediately after.
It's like, I'm too tired for this.
And then, like 2 months later, he broke up with her because he was just tired of meeting her.
He was tired just like she wasn't.
I was scared of her parents. Because
I would, like, never text. Just the only communication we had was through iPads. Can
you
see?
Oh, you did. I missed it the first time.
I didn't know the trash can.
And then I'd only be able to
just do it.
I'd only be able to text her when I got home at like 8:30. So, and then we'd only be able to talk for a half hour, which I'd end up falling asleep or just ignoring her, play my PlayStation. Yeah, and I know that's a very bad thing to do, but
stop.
What is my man? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
We're wrapping up. Okay, one last thing. Okay, last thing. Okay.
Whoa, bro.
Guys, no, one last thing. I gotta have one question for you guys. You guys gotta say it in sync. Are you ready? Okay, if you come with me,
and you'll see in a world of your imagination.
They can't get the flow right to a simple Willy Wonka song. They honestly couldn't.
Yeah, we probably get slow.
I need to say anything. No. That's shorter than the rest of the podcast.
I know.
We must keep going.
No. We must keep if you guys come with me,
and you'll see this is really 40 minutes. Because we'll add 7 or something.
Just add 7 minutes of Chris
talk. All right, this was your podcast.
Okay, no.
Okay, guys, thank you for listening to our podcast with your host, Puffy the Popper, aka Fat Tupac, aka Donnell, Garrett Water, and Christopher Angel Hernandez Jr.
Fuck you, Donnell.
Okay, wrapping it up. This is the Helicopter Crash Podcast with your host, Donnell King, Chris, whatever his name is, Anthony Bauer, Xadrian, Okay, well, I don't know what these guys are doing. Now, if you come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure ending this podcast.